good in the Earth's atmosphere at this time. At 400,000 feet.
Houston, coming up on blackout, we'll see you at 328.
Apollo 12 should have begun its blackout some 7
3 blackout.
We should be in blackout for some 2.5 more minutes from this time. We now show a ground
Apollo network, Houston network, everything in the control center appears nominal at this time.
Copy, heading south 12. We copy, the Hornet is heading south 12 knots for its terminal position for splash, which would be 5.25 nautical miles north of our target point. Apollo Control, Houston, recovery reports the Hornet has a radar contact on Apollo 12. Less than 30 seconds away from the time when the blackout period should be ended. Mission Control may try to get the Yankee Clipper between the end blackout and drogue deploy, which occurs at some 23,000 feet to get the readings off of the computer display keyboard. But its current plan is not to attempt to contact the Yankee Clipper after drogues have been deployed.
Oh, 12, Houston, over.
Can't contact Houston, contact Matt, too.
Right, to AOS.
Houston, Cape, go ahead.
Roger, I just covered around to AOS. He's a little late, I believe.
Hello, Apollo 12, Houston, over.
Apollo Control, Houston, a report from the Hornet indicates that that radar contact showed range of 103 nautical miles and a bearing of 261 degrees.
Well, reading it loud and clear now.
Guys, we concur, Pete. Cape contact, Houston, contact that too.
Conrad,
what's your eye on now?
We're on 2.
All right,
roger. first time I got a challenge. Thought I'd wipe all the water out of the tunnel. That's before I was wondering.
All right, as well.
Very good voice reception through the lab.
Okay, contact Houston, contact Matt 2.
Go ahead, Houston.
We're on one now.
Negative, we're on two.
Roger.
Hornet advises radar contact now with a range of 69 nautical miles. 69 nautical miles. With an altitude of 121,000 feet. We're about a minute and a half away now from time of drogue deploy. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston.
Houston, we have radar and instant contacts on you.
Roger.
Houston, Cape, go ahead.
Be getting advised whenever you go over to hand over to Radar 1.
Welcome.
We're standing by. Reports deployment of the drogues. Less than 10 seconds away from main chute deployment. Three main chutes have deployed.
And we're 8,000 feet on the way down in great shape.
Well, Houston, give us your lat long, please.
How about we read the lat clear? We're okay.
Contact. All right.
we went to Iowan, I should say.
Roger.
Ground elapsed time of 244 hours, 36 minutes, 24 seconds.
Thank you.
Houston, contact Matthew.
Go ahead, Houston.
Yeah, block the uplink.
Roger, it's done. Pump it down like some.
That's pretty good.
Roger.
From the Hornet place is Apollo 12, some 2.5 nautical miles from the ship. And the command module is uprighting itself at this time. Will drop out. A swimmer named Bill Posey
of California will drop out and attach the sea anchor, and he'll be followed by two other men, and they will do most of the recovery work down there. You will be able to tell when this helicopter is ready to drop its first swimmer. It will descend from a position of about 50 feet above the water, quite low, just over the water, about 10 feet high, move in slowly, just downwind of the command module, and you will see a man in full scuba gear drop out. Now, to determine the wind positions for yourselves, keep an eye on the smoke lights. Watch the smoke, because that is what the helicopter pilot and the ship's command are watching. The first man out will be setting forth a what's called a sea anchor. It is made of nylon material, shaped like a small parachute or umbrella, but it has a hole in the top, and a line is attached at the widest part, which is 8 feet in diameter, which is then secured to a pad eye on the command module, so that as it pulls through the water by the drifting command module, the underwater resistance of the sea anchor fabric tends to hold it back. Hence the name sea anchor. This is a vital part today because of the fact that the wind is so strong, which causes, in part, the heavy sea. The pull of the anchor as it's dragged along underwater by the command module slows its drift down to about half of what it was. If we did not have that sea anchor, which will be shortly attached, the command module would probably be drifting faster than the swimmers could catch up to it. We've been advised that swim helicopter number one is now ready to deploy its first swimmer. The astronauts say they are ready to receive that swimmer. They are ready to get on the ocean. The command module is just off the starboard side of the ship now. We're still upstream moving along. We'll get a little farther away from it, and the ship will make a U-turn, as I said, swing back around. And we hit more than all about 400 or 500 yards of it. We will have a very good picture, I would imagine. Peter, the sea anchor, I understand, cuts the drift of the command module by more than 50%. Now, that module drifts along at about 10% of the wind velocity. So with winds of up to 22 miles an hour out there right now, we would have a drift rate of 2.2 miles an hour without the sea anchor, which would be too fast for one of the swimmers to stay abreast of. And the anchor will cut that.
Dick Gordon just reported to Mission Control that they're ready to receive the first swimmer and passed up the word everybody's okay.
Just to make sure that it does not get away from them. Give you an idea of how the operation is full of redundancies and backup. The helicopters today are carrying no less than 8 sea anchors, just in case. And if the wind is too strong, they have a special rig which allows them to attach 2 sea anchors. All right, we have a swim helicopter going in low, and we should be getting a drop quite soon now. That helicopter will descend, as I said, to about 10 feet. And a man will emerge with full scuba gear on, wearing one tank. Get down, just above the water now. Almost ready to weigh in about 10 knots. Just downwind of the module. He's a California feeder. He's a member of the underwater demolition team number 13 that is conducting this swim.
Do not necessary. No disease is going to develop on part of the level. We're not quite certain to understand whether they will go into isolation facility and before we have to get in that public area.
So there's from Swim 1.
Being worked around the command module this time.
And sonar technician, the first class, Earls L. Nash, 29, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania.
And are attaching into the three-anchor attachment ring.
Let me see what they're able to hold out here. Can't do all that hard work yet.
Down.
first of two left will be deployed very shortly. Raptor to the rock.